At the half, Providence leads Wisconsin 37-21. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
37-21, Providence leading Wisconsin at the half. Alongside Charlie Wills, I'm Matt LePay. Well, Charlie, what are you seeing here? And maybe some signs that the Badgers are fixing things a little bit, particularly on the defensive end.
Yeah, I think the last eight minutes when the Friars were on a seven-minute stretch of not scoring, Wisconsin was forcing the Friars to what's called the second and third-tier decisions in an offense. When they do that, what do they have to do? They have to make other plays other than what they're really good at. They're really good at attacking the hole or getting to the rim on first play, or they're really good in transition for the three-pointers. That's what they got in the first 18 minutes of the game, whenever they wanted. When Wisconsin figured that portion out and got them to change, that's when the rhythm changed in this game. Another big highlight, I want to highlight some keys that the Wisconsin's doing. John Blackwell is that lift off the bench. He's getting easy shots. He's in the flow. He's really the only reason that Wisconsin right now has been able to at least stay in the game and make it reasonable.
9 points for John in the first half, 4 out of 7 from the field. At the half, Providence 37, Wisconsin 21. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's time to make this holiday season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to conveniently serve you, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. Quality parts and service, and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half, Providence leads Wisconsin 37-21. Well, the pregame show, we get Charlie's keys to the game. We need to do this now in the second half. What do you think is important for the Badgers moving forward?
Yeah, I'm going to give one for each. Defensive key, keep doing what you're doing the last 8 minutes. Get Providence to make second and third tier decisions on their offensive structure. That's when they do most of their turnovers and most of their misses at the hoop. Offensive key for the Badgers is pressure is right now pushing them away from the court. They're getting farther and farther out. So back cuts, backdoor picks. What they haven't run a lot of, and they were running in the first two games, screen, rescreen. What's going to make Providence feel uneasy is all that kind of action will tire them out, because there's nothing worse, as we all know, is grinding through those screens. When you got to grind through the screens for 20 minutes, legs get tired, you get mentally worn out, and you start to give up. That's what they need to do. Keep them moving.
All right, we'll see how these first few minutes go in the second half as the Badgers try to get back into the game here. Providence leads 37-21. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
One of the best things about the holidays is the food. Giving it, getting it, and best of all, eating it. That's what makes using your gift boxes such a great idea. Easy to buy, easy to send, fun to receive, and delicious to eat. Now, with all the time you've saved shopping, how about getting something to eat yourself? Like a Schachmeister cheddar brat featuring Usinger sausage, of course. Or a Bratburger, a hamburger with a flat-topped Usinger jalapeno cheddar brat. Shake Shack, check them out. Downtown and their new store in Brookfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
...37-21, Providence leads Wisconsin at the break. We'll check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Friars 12 of 19 from the floor, 6 of 10 from the three-point line, just 7 of 14 at the foul line. They got there a lot, 50-50. The Badgers just been a rugged first half of play for Wisconsin. 8 of 30 from the field, 1 of 11 from the arc, and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Rebounds, a plus 3 for the Friars. Paint points even. Bench points 9 for Wisconsin, all courtesy of John Blackwell. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Providence 37, Wisconsin 21. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Games, they tend to like drift in the second half, and if that happens, I think that's when Wisconsin presses.
I don't see that. Crowell, Wall, Storr, Hepburn, and Klesman. Original starting five, and that's the group that starts the second half for Greg Gard's team. Friars have never trailed in this game. They got the early jump, led by as many as 20 with 2.5 minutes left in the first half. And they have held this 16-point lead despite that 7-plus-minute field goal drop, but they were getting to the free throw line. Original five out there for the Friars. That includes Oduro, who had limited first half minutes, just 8.5 minutes playing time. Picked up a couple of fouls out there with Hopkins, Gaines, Pierre, and Carter. As Providence will have the first possession of the second half and will be moving to our left. Badgers return home on Friday, 6 o'clock tip at the Cole Center against Roberts Morris. Our coverage will start at 5 o'clock along these Badger Network stations. Big crowd here at the pavilion as the second half is underway, and Jaden Pierre brings it up, met by Chucky Hepburn. Pierre on the right hand hip high dribble. He'll throw it to Devin Carter off the right wing. Got cut off by Klesman. Feeds Gaines for three right of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Hepburn the rebound, and the Badgers get their first possession, moving to our right.
There's that second tier decision. Good job by Wisconsin to come out and get a stop right away.
Here's A.J. Storr down the lane, pushed it up, no good. Rebound tip gathered by Hopkins on the run. Badgers need transition D. Pierre left the lane, shot blocked by Wall. Klesman trying to save, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Providence. Boy, what a hustle by Tyler getting down there.
That was a great transition. He sprinted line to line to get that ball, and good timing on that because he jumped away from the guy to get that block.
Opening minutes, second half, 37-21. Providence inbounds pass to Pierre on the left wing. Gets a screen from Oduro. Pierre left of the circle. He'll throw to Carter, curling around a Hopkins screen. Now throws to Hopkins on the right side. A jab step from Hopkins. Klesman defending. Hopkins, mid-post right. Now a double from Crowell. Hopkins spins it out of there. Shot clock is at 8. Oduro out to Hopkins. Takes a 3 on the right side. Nope. Bricked in wide left. Rebound comes down to Wall. About a minute gone by second half. 37-21 Providence. Here's Hepburn against Carter. Chucky left lane line. Stops at the block. Loops it back out to Klesman. And his pass intended for Storr. Deflected by Gaines. Trying to run it down. It was last touched by Storr. Out of bounds to Providence.
What we were talking about with the backdoor action, he got so far out. He's about 30 feet away from the basket. When somebody forces you, you gotta cut away.
Empty possessions here, both sides, to begin the second half. A bit more than a minute gone by. 37-21 Providence.
I do like how aggressive Wisconsin is on both ends right now.
Here's Pierre with a basketball out near the center circle. Throws to Carter, left of the lane. Carter picked up by Stephen Crowell now. Carter still pounds the dribble, trying to go to work. Klesman cut him off. Good help D. Now Pierre left of the lane, on the drive, stops, fades, fires over Hepburn. Good. Jaden Pierre has hardly missed tonight. He's 5 out of 6.
When you can force them down that low into the shot clock and make them make fadeaway jumpers, I'll take that.
39-21 Providence. A minute 40 gone by second half. A.J. Storr at the top. Goes to Wall outside left. Wall feeds Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell with a handoff to Hepburn. Chucky to the line. Now in the lane. Got to get out of there. Gets it to Storr. Storr against Gaines. Left lane line. Lost his balance. Boy, he got tackled on the play. And A.J. Storr will go to the free throw line for a couple of shots. Bailout foul there. The shot clock was down to 1.
Right now there's a little bit of standing. The first few possessions they moved really well, and then we're seeing the Badgers do that where they're standing and not, again, they got to cut back to the basket.
Ticket Gaines called for the foul, his first. A.J. Storr is 2 points in the first half, his first free throw attempt tonight on the way, and it's good. 39-22 Providence, not quite 2 minutes into the second half. Second free throw coming up for A.J. Storr. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. The Badgers hitting their free throws, just need to get there more often. Here comes Jaden Pierre, 39-23 Providence, 2 minutes into the second half. Right hand toss for Devin Carter on the wing. A throw to Gaines, right of the circle. He'll leave it for Pierre, top of the arc. Finds the cutter, that's Devin Carter, left lane line. Backing on Klesman, turns up, in, it counts, and a foul.
You can't let somebody that athletic and that strong get that deep. That's going to get you in trouble every time.
Devin Carter goes to the free throw line, 41-23. Providence with 17:46 remaining as Max Klesmet picked up his third foul. And John Blackwell will come in for him. Carter 4 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. Free throw is on the way, and it's good, and that's a three-point play. 42-23 Providence, 2:15 into the second half. Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin, throwing a Store on the right wing. Store on the left-hand dribble. These are for Blackwell, who had 9 first-half points. He'll give it up to Hepburn on the left wing. Hepburn against Devin Carter. Chucky Shake starts to go. Baseline left and lost it. Threw it away into the hands of Gaines. 2-on-2. Devin Carter goes cross-court to Gaines. Finds the trailer. Hopkins down the lane, and he got tied up and fouled. And Hopkins just busting down there right down the middle of the lane. A 2-on-2 became more than that, and Bryce Hopkins will go to the foul line.
Looked like there was a little confusion about what the play call was. Everybody was kind of standing looking at Chucky, and so, again, when they're having these hesitations, when they're having these moments, movement solves all of that.
Tyler Wall picked up the foul, his second, team's second. And Bryce Hopkins at the foul line, he had 7 points in the first half. First free throw is in the air, and it's good. And the lead back to 20, matching the longest advantage of the game for Providence. 43-23, the Friars, 17:23 remaining. Second free throw on the way, and that's short. Rebound, A.J. Store. Here comes Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Beats Steven Crow, right corner, out the wall. Flips it to Hepburn at the top. Sends it to Blackwell, a flip for Wall on the right wing. He'll throw it to Crow at the top of the circle. Crow feeds Hepburn for 3, right side, off the rim, no good. And the rebound of Gaines. Ahead to Devin Carter, left side of the front court. Carter off the wing, leaves it for Pierre, throws to Hopkins on the right side. He'll take it above the three-point line, lost his balance, maintained the dribble, now on his knees. Hepburn trying to pry it loose, but Pierre is there. Gets a bump from Hopkins, Pierre at the top of the circle, picked up by Crow, feeds Carter right wing, loops it into Oduro, low on the left, easy money layup for Josh Oduro.
Really good ball movement by Providence right there. When Wisconsin was pressuring, they knew exactly where to go.
And a timeout taken by Greg Gard as the lead is 22 for the Providence Friars. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 16:31 remaining, Providence 45, Wisconsin 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you yeah. used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano caking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You have to get a field goal here in the second half.
Yeah, as well as they finish, and they started off strong. Providence came right back and did exactly what they did in the whole first half, and they're really being aggressive.
Store, Blackwell, Wall, Crowell, and Hepburn out there for Wisconsin. Garway Duwau back on the floor for the Friars. As the inbounds pass goes to Hepburn between the arcs. Now it's Wall, a handoff to Blackwell against Duwau. Blackwell sends to Hepburn, flips to Crowell, top of the circle. A pass for Wall on the left wing. Tyler to the line. Now to the right block. Backing is Wall. Backing, turns, pumps, up left hand, rolls in for Tyler Wall. He has four.
Real aggressive move. Good pump fake there to get Hopkins off his feet.
45-25, Providence, 4 minutes into the second half. Away Duwau throws to to Carter. Now it's Hopkins top of the circle. Bryce Hopkins on the drive, right lane line to the rim, throws it up. Wild shot missed. Rebound Crowell. Wall able to disrupt there as Hepburn to the front court. Chucky off the Crowell screen. Hepburn to the free throw line. Pitches it back out the Wall. Goes into Stevie. Low on the right. Pushed it up. And that's no good. O'Durrell, the low post D. Here comes Devin Carter, left side of the front court. Blows off the left wing. He'll throw it to Duwau, right of the circle. Away Duwau against Chucky Hepburn. A pass for Carter between the arcs. Gets a screen from O'Durrell. Carter thought about the three, turned it down. Tough pass. O'Durrell gathers at the foul line with 12 to shoot. O'Durrell, now the foul line jumper is good. He has eight. And a lead back to 22.
If I'm Crowell right now, he's checking you, right? It's time to step up. He's outplaying Steven on every end, defensive end, offensive end. He's just more aggressive. So this is a time to check up.
47-25 Providence. Here comes Wall. Left of the lane, out to A.J. Storr against Gaines. Storr will take the three, and that's off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for, knocked out of bounds. And it's going the other way to Providence with 14:48 remaining. And the Friars up by 22. Winter in for Crowell as we are due for a timeout, and we are going to take one right now. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 14:48 remaining. Providence 47, Wisconsin 25. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
just like the claim. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 14 minutes, 48 seconds left in the game. Providence, which has led the entire game, leading Wisconsin by 22 right now, 47 to 25.
Yeah, what I said right at the break on that foul is that Crowell is getting pushed and dominated right now by Arduro. He is getting in position where he wants. He's forcing Steven out of his comfort zone, and anytime he makes any effort towards the basket, he's all over him. So right now, either we need to focus as Wisconsin to get to the hoop more on our guard play, again, screen, rescreen, or we got to keep attacking these guys. I don't know what the answer is, but it's really soft. A lot of our shots are still on the outside.
Badgers trying to apply the press right now as Gaines inbounds pass, and it goes off of Carter and out of bounds. So the Badgers with that press bothering Providence and forcing the turnover.
I really like to see that. Nice mix up there by guard.
Right now just trying to do anything he possibly can to get a little juice into his team and try to get back into the game as Isaac Lindsay will inbound baseline left to A.J. Store. Backing his store, leans in, goes up and in off the window. 47-27 Providence, 14:40 remaining.
That matchup mismatch was there in the first half. I really think they have to go right to Store, get him in the post, and go at Gaines.
Our way to Al against Isaac Lindsay. Carter Gilmore out there checking Hopkins. Here's Carter around the Oduro screen. High pass pulled down by Hopkins. Nice catch. And that is tough pass to Oduro. That's knocked loose. Ball on the floor. Hopkins diving on the floor. Winter on the floor. Likewise, Store held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin. That's what any coach in America wants to see. Guys getting floor burns.
Wow, I love that energy and that effort. That a way to get your team up and going. I mean, see, this entire bench is up yelling and screaming for their teammates. That's how you change your energy.
14-17 remaining, 47-27, Providence leading. Again, setting that five on the floor. It's Lindsay, Blackwell, Store, Winter, and Gilmore. And here comes Isaac Lindsay, the junior out of Mineral Point, Wisconsin, going to Blackwell between the rings. Blackwell feeds Winter high on the right. Now it's Lindsay. Isaac at the top, throws to Blackwell. Now it's Carter Gilmore, 15 on the shot clock. Gilmore left of the circle. Lindsay will come and get it off the Winter screen. Picked up by Hopkins, 8 to shoot. Lindsay, a step back left elbow jumper, is short. Rebound tip from Gilmore to Crowell. And Winter missed it inside, and the rebound is secured by Devin Carter.
I like the aggression.
It's not rewarded with the bucket. 47-27 Providence. Here's Carter off the left wing, kicks it out to Hopkins. Spin move, pull back dribble, throws it up over Gilmore, missed it, but a foul, and it goes against Gilmore. And Bryce Hopkins with a quick athletic spin will earn two free throws.
Even when you're shooting poorly, if you can have that effort, that energy, the way they're bringing that right now, that's going to get you onto the right pace.
Interesting lineup Greg Gard has out there right now. As Isaac Lindsay performed well in that season opener last week. Hopkins gets a first free throw. I mean, a veteran guy who did, but we saw him pop into the rotation at times last year. And the energy that Blackwell provided in the first half, important minutes now for these guys.
Yeah, I think you got to get some of your starters a break, and I think that's what Gard's doing. A good time to use that, but he's got guys on the court that aren't going to make a lot of mistakes.
Pierre is in for Carter as Hopkins hits the first and the second free throw. 49-27 Providence with 13:30 remaining. Isaac Lindsay brings it up for Wisconsin against Jaden Pierre. Lindsay with a feed for Nolan Winter. Angles it to Carter Gilmore on the right side. Oduro sagging off Gilmore. He'll throw to Winter. Flips to Store on the left wing. A.J. Store against Hopkins. Store for three. Good. A.J. Store, a three-point hit. Only the second made three in 14 attempts for the Badgers tonight.
And that three was in rhythm right off of a nice screen and roll with Winters and just able to get that space that he needed.
49-30, Providence, 12:57 remaining. Hopkins throwing right side to Pierre. Left-hand dribble off the right wing. In the lane, mid-post left jump. Off the rim and out, no good. Gilmore, the rebound, went to the floor, and he left it for Isaac Lindsay.
Really heads up as he was going to travel with it if he didn't
sure
leave
was.
It there.
That was smart. Here's A.J. Store out to Nolan Winter. Refeed Store. Right of the circle, tries another three. It's off the rim short. Rebound to Bryce Hopkins. Hopkins sends it ahead to Pierre. Right wing is Jaden Pierre. He'll throw to Dual, top of the circle. Norway Dual goes into Oduro, and he got fouled getting deep in the lane. Nolan Winter got him.
That's on Blackwell. He's got to come out, and he's got to be aggressive on Dual. Even if he attacks, you're not giving an open look to Oduro, who's going to really be able to get deep right now on Winter.
Blackwell comes out. Connor Esigian is in. Fourth team foul against Wisconsin. 12:23 remaining, 49-30 Providence. This lead has been into double digits a long time here tonight. Dual baseline left. He'll throw it into Oduro. He'll gather between the arcs. Spread the floor for him. Working on Winter. Drives to the cup, and the layup is good. Exactly what they wanted. Oduro, the grad student, fifth year of college basketball, going up against the freshman. 51-30, Providence. 12:08 remaining. Winter at the top of the circle. Feeds a Siegen. Back to Nolan for three. Clear look. Straight away. Straight through for Nolan Winter.
Great give and go action between a Siegen and Winter.
There's the first collegiate three for Nolan Winter. 51-33. Providence with 11:50 remaining. Oduro throws to Pierre outside left. To feed for Dual. Back out to Pierre. He'll throw to Oduro. Turns it to Corey Floyd in there now for Providence. Floyd left elbow, scoops it to Gaines, into Oduro, and he again got tied up. Nolan Winter trying to get the and one there was Providence. They won't get that. They'll get Winter for the foul. And that'll be the second one assessed to the Wisconsin freshman. And we've got another break in the action here in Providence, Rhode Island. All Friars here tonight. We'll step away, 11:38 remaining. Providence 51, Wisconsin 33. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger Basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger Basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Home Check Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 11 minutes, 38 seconds remaining. Providence 51, Wisconsin 33. Badgers just cannot sustain anything right now. A flash here and there, Charlie, but just not able to sustain anything.
Yeah, it's too much back and forth, and Providence is still bringing it. They're not being the Providence we've seen at the start of the season where they kind of tail off. In the second half, they have kept the pressure. They have kept being aggressive. And right now, Wisconsin cannot sneak in.
Badgers have not led in this game, nor have they did they ever lead on Friday. So it's been that kind of a stretch playing against teams. And we've talked about it a lot already, that the little things, you can get away with those against the lesser opponents, but not against Tennessee. And tonight, not against Providence. That's a theme that's going to be continuing here in the non-conference with the opponents they're going to be up against.
And especially the schedule they have coming. They got a lot of top-tier teams that they're going to have to play against, and this is where they're going to grow. You're going to grow in these pressure moments, and it's time for Wisconsin to keep the pressure up. I like their energy. I want to see them finish with the same energy for 11 minutes.
Lindsay, Asijan, Storr, Crow back in there, and Carter Gilmore rounding out the five. Jaden Pierre will throw it in, baseline left. Into ticket Gaines, left corner, feeds Oduro with a jab step, jabs again. Now it's Pierre off the, or make that Corey Floyd off the left wing, retreats above the three-point line, 10 on the shot clock. Floyd feeds Pierre off the left wing against Lindsay. Pivots, runs it out to Floyd. He'll drive it right lane line into traffic. Walk with the ball. Badgers really collapsing there defensively, weren't they?
Yeah, they did a really nice job pinching that down. It was a little deeper than they probably want it to be. They want it near that free throw line extension, but it was a great job help side defense for the turnover.
11:20 remaining, 51-33 Providence. And here's Isaac Lindsay going right side to Crow on the wing. Crow sends it to Gilmore. A pop to Asijan. Off the Crow screen. Asijan leans in, shoots, missed. Rebound weak side by Corey Floyd. Badgers still less than 30% for the field. Duval runs into Asijan. A block is called on Connor Asijan. Just not established position in time, and that'll be his first.
As much as I like that aggressive play by Asijan, they're not scoring on the first shots. You got to let them play defense. Get the second-tier opportunities.
Team foul number six against Wisconsin. The Friars with just one foul here in the second half. Duval baseline left will inbound. Looking, finds the cutting Corey Floyd. The pass is flicked out of bounds by Isaac Lindsay. So they'll try again as Chucky Hepburn set to re-enter the game. He is in for Lindsay.
And right now, Carter Gilmore is too far into the middle of that paint. He has got to be on the ball side.
He's checking Gaines now as he takes the pass to the left corner. A throw to Oduro, isolated on Crow. Oduro pivots, shoots, hits. Two more for Oduro. He has 12 tonight. The lead back to 20.
He is really dominating the paint for the Friars.
53-33 Providence, 10:39 remaining. Carter Gilmore, baseline right against Gaines. A throw to Asijan. He'll flip a three on the right side off the rim. No good. Rebound Corey Floyd. One and out again for Wisconsin. The Badgers just 3 of 17 from the three-point line. Corey Floyd outside left. A throw to Gaines, high in the right. Gaines leads it for Oduro, top of the circle, and a lob, it got flicked in the air, and chasing it down is Hepburn. It goes off of Pierre and out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Yeah, great hands by Chucky. He was cutting through the middle, and Duhall kept it really low, and he smacked it right off his leg.
Carter in, Duhall out, 10:15 to play. Inbounds pass stolen by Gaines, and the layup is good. Lazy pass into Chucky, and Gaines made him pay. 55-33 Providence with 10 minutes left in the game.
You got to be aware when as the ball guy taking that out. You got to be heads up, and that's just a lazy play.
Hepburn off the Crow screen. Chucky left lane line, goes up and is fouled by Oduro on the attack. That's three on Josh Oduro at limited minutes in the first half with the two fouls and just now picking up his third with 9:51 remaining.
For a guy that was in foul trouble, he did a really good job keeping himself centered and not picking that foul up until the later half of the second half.
Wyatt Knight for Chucky, just 4 points. He does. He is 2 of 2, make it 3 of 3 at the foul line as Tyler Wall will check back in for Carter Gilmore. Duro will sit down as Rafael Castro will come back in.
This is an opportunity for Crowell on the offensive end to be more aggressive. Castro, he can get that positioning.
Second free throw for Chucky is straight through, and Max Klesman will check back in for Connor Asijan. 55-35 Providence, 9 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Corey Floyd will inbound. Badgers apply the press again. And Floyd looking, gets it into Gaines. As the Badgers release, and Ticket Gaines will bring it up.
Well, great job by the Badgers that came in to do relief. You got your starters plenty of good minutes to rest.
Let's see if they can make a push. Here's Pierre at the top of the circle against Chucky Hepburn. A throw to Devin Carter, matched up with Wall. Carter outside left, trying to turn the corner. Baseline left, backing, lost the handle, got it back. His throw to Floyd through his hands, out of bounds to Wisconsin. Bryce Hopkins will check back in. He'll sub in for Floyd. 9:28 remaining, 55-35 Providence. With a double-digit lead, since a bit more than 12 minutes remained in the first half. Max Klesman throwing to Hepburn high on the right. Hepburn throws to Storr again. Here's A.J. Spin move, barreling down the lane. He gets fouled. Ooh, they'll get Castro. A.J. on the edge of getting out of control there on that drive, but he is able to earn his way to the free throw line as Castro is hit with his fourth foul.
If Castro just lets him go, he falls down on his own. Uh-huh. That was just bad positioning. What I do like that Wisconsin's doing is they're getting more aggressive, getting to the hole, putting that pressure on, but they just got to stack some of these victories on both ends and get a little momentum. They haven't been able to put multiple possessions together.
Storr hits the first free throw. Duall is back in as English will go smaller, sending the 6'5 freshman in with a 6'11 redshirt sophomore. Second free throw for AJ, nothing but net. 55-37 Providence presses on, trying to get a trap, and reaching in was Storr. And again to the cylinder there, the foul on AJ. That'll be his first, and that's team foul number 7. So a 1-1 will be coming up for Providence with 9:15 to play. The Friars lead 55-37.
You have to do something. You have to change the pace. You have to be able to change the rhythm. And right now, man, Providence is doing a really good job of picking up every change that Wisconsin's bringing.
Arwe Duau looking for his first point tonight. And the front end, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. Well, here comes Tyler racing up the floor. Feeds Storr. Thought about the three. Steps up in the Wall. Low on the left. Reverse layup is good. Going left to right. Nice inside feed. 55-39 Providence with 9 minutes remaining.
There was that changeup. Little slower speed, little less aggression. And they did a great job of getting a really simple buck.
Here's Garway Duowell with a little gap throwing to Carter on the left side. He'll feed Bryce Hopkins. Hopkins against Wall. Hopkins high on the right, a hand off to Pierre. Slipped it into Hopkins to the goal. Reverse layup is good. Flying left to right. 57-39 Providence, 8:35 remaining.
That is where he is so dangerous.
And that was a beautiful drive. Here's Storr out front. Long three. Good. A.J. Storr splashing one from NBA range. Woo! 57-42 Providence, 8:18 remaining. Here's Pierre around a ticket gain screen to the front court. And Pierre will drift it back out high. Jaden Pierre off the screen, left of the lane, driving pass deflected, stolen away by Klesman. A lead feed to Storr, and it was deflected, went off of Storr's leg and out of bounds. It'll belong to Providence. Chance to make this a little closer to interesting here, but missed opportunity. 8 minutes remaining, 57-42 Providence. Wow, out high, he'll pull up, take the long three, and hit it.
Hey, if you're not going to respect a guy that they went hard after in recruiting, he's going to make you pay.
60-42 Providence, 7:45 remaining. Klesman throwing to Crowell off the left elbow. A hand off to Storr. AJ on the dribble, sizes it up. Got by Duowell, driving up, missed, put back. Nope, rebound loose. Gathered by Devin Carter on the run. Klesman racing back. Carter down the lane, floats it up, and in, and one. In transition, Devin Carter and and one, and just like that, Providence reestablishes full control up by 20 as we hit the under 8 media timeout. 7:26 remaining, Providence 62, Wisconsin 42. Back in a moment, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We've built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time to pick our Old Dominion best in the game. Well, we got a couple. The first half, John Blackwell, 9 points off the bench. Charlie, you like a lot of what A.J. Story's been doing.
Yeah, to be able to bring the heat in the second half, having 12 of his 14 in the second half, I think he deserves that nod here for Wisconsin. And we look at Providence. You could pick a couple guys. I'm going to go with Carter. His ability to really switch up, get to the hole. He's made a couple jump shots. I think he's been that spark plug for the Friars.
17 points to lead all scorers tonight, Devin Carter. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Back to a 20-point lead for the Friars, 62-42. Badgers got it down to 15 and then had the ball in transition trying to get a break but couldn't handle a pass, turned it over, and then a bang, a three, and then a chance for an old-fashioned three here with an and-one attempt for the Friars.
They've made two or three transitions and had that little spark, but they can't get over the hump of being able to have like two or three positive plays. So until they can do that, you're not going to beat a team like this that's shooting 66% from the free throw or from the floor.
Max Klusman picked up the fourth foul. He's on the bench. Devin Carter at the free throw line, and he will complete the three-point play.
He's also scored the points he has. He has the most rebounds for them and zero fouls.
Yeah, just an all-around terrific performance for Devin Carter. 63-42, beg your pardon. And a dribble handoff, an illegal screen or offensive foul here on Tyler Wall. That's been a point of emphasis the last couple of years in college basketball.
Yeah, you got to be set, and that's just a silly mistake by a senior.
63-42, Providence, 7:14 remaining. Wall against Storr, throwing to Jaden Pierre on the right wing, whips it to Oduro. Right of the lane, quick spin baseline. Leaves it for Hopkins, low on the left, pushed it up and in. And it's 65-42 Providence, under 7 minutes remaining. Friars on an 8-point run is Blackwell moving in. That shot just got gobbled up. Duau comes out of there with it. Sends it ahead to Carter, sizes up the three, turns that down, takes it off the left wing, feeds. Hopkins goes up with a dunk and got fouled. They'll make him go to the free throw line. And a 23-point lead for Providence now, and Bryce Hopkins with a chance to extend it.
The woes continue, all the little mistakes. And I know we keep saying that they're all so small, but and now that you've done two halves of those, they really add up, and there's just no digging out of this.
Crowell with his second foul. Hopkins hits the first free throw. To 42, Providence. 6 minutes and 41 seconds remaining. Second free throw is good. As Providence turning this one into a rout, 25-point lead. A.J. Storr outside left. A throw to Hepburn against Jaden Pierre. Hepburn moving off a crowd screen to his left, steps back, mid-range jump, left of the lane, no good. Tyler Wall getting in there for the rebound, and he got fouled in the process. And this will go against Bryce Hopkins. That'll be his second.
The stuff that we're mentioning, I know at home it may feel like, you know, the Badgers haven't done a lot of good things. All of the things they're doing are good. They're just missing these little pieces, and now they're just adding up to be something really big.
There's A.J. Storr hitting a left foul line extended jumper. He has 16 points, 14 in the second half, 67-44, Providence. Duval throwing right side to Jaden Pierre on the wing. Pierre finds Carter, steps back, Blackwell defends. Carter gives it up to Garway Duval, right of the lane, fades back near the corner. Seven on the shot clock. Duval against Wall, throwing to Carter, four to shoot. Carter puts it on the deck, lost the handle, and it will be a shot clock violation as Blackwell able to knock it away as the clock expired.
John did a really good job beating him to every single spot. Every counter that Carter would make, Blackwell was right there.
5:44 remaining, 67-44, Providence. Hepburn to the front court. Crowell sets the screen. Chucky will use it. Hepburn right lane line. Pull up 10-footer. Bounces in for Hepburn. He has eight.
He got him right on his hip, exactly where you want to do that when you're making that kind of move and just able to convert.
67-46 Providence. Pierre being crowded by Hepburn at the center circle. Pierre now left of the lane. Couple of bounces. Gets there to Oduro. Leads it for Devin Carter. Try to flip it into Oduro. High pass beyond his reach and out of bounds it goes. Turnover Providence, 5:11 remaining, 67-46 the Friars. Badgers just 31% for the field. Providence nearly 66%. Hepburn gets a bump from Crowell. Three in the air for Chucky. Is off the rim and out, no good. Devin Carter the rebound. Outlet to Duval. Duval on the left wing. He'll step back. Fires a three, and that's off the right side iron. One and out as Wall clears. And now Hepburn, left sideline of the front court. He's up for A.J. Storr. And he got fouled by Pierre, going over the Crowell screen and bumping A.J. Jaden Pierre with his second foul, the team's fifth. 4:46 remaining. 21-point lead for Providence as Carter Gilmore is set to check back in. And he'll come in for Stephen Crowell.
And when we're talking about these mistakes, I don't want to be misconstrued that there's something negative going on. There's actually a lot of positive. When they fix this, they have got so much positivity going for them right now. I just think they just need to put those little pieces all together, and they're going to pull these kind of games out.
Hepburn missing from 14 feet away in the lane, and then a foul is called here against Wisconsin. DJ Karstensen on the call. With 4:36 left in the game as they get Chucky for his second foul. It should be his third.
Did I go to Gilmore?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They did go to Gilmore.
Yep.
Sorry, it just popped up.
Yep. At first they were flashing Hepburn's number. I thought, that can't be right. So you're saying that you miss a lot as Oduro misses the first free throw about correctable mistakes. It's not like they've just overwhelmed you. I mean, you've got a lot of very fixable, very correctable things.
Yeah.
And once that gets taken care of, then you can play with most.
Well, I related to our senior year, first year of Bo. Mm-hmm. There was a ton of mistakes early in that preseason. We were playing good teams, playing Georgia Tech, all that kind of stuff. And we were making tiny, tiny errors, but we couldn't finish games. Or some of the games we were getting blown out by 20 because of those fixable things. But once it clicked and we got those things, we're pulling out tough games. We're beating teams that, you know, we weren't earlier.
Hepburn getting rejected inside, a long pass. Wall picked it off and then leaning out of bounds, fired a fastball. It just went off the hands of Blackwell. But you're right, that season was a bumpy start, to say the least, right?
Yeah, a lot of turbulence to start that start of the season, our first probably six or seven games. But then it was at Ohio that, boom, get a victory. Milwaukee, get a victory. Marquette, get a victory. And then they started to build that momentum and that confidence. And that's just what this team needs. They need a little confidence and a little momentum, and I think they're going to take off.
68-46 Providence with 4:07 remaining. Oduro throwing right side to Dual. Dual against Storr. A bounce to Oduro. Faces up against Carter Gilmore. Now turns and backs again. Backing. Right block. Pivots. Runs it back out to Carter. Long three right side. Good again. Have a night, Devin Carter. 71-46 Providence with 3:43 remaining.
He
21.
Just went through the buffet a second time.
He did.
He's getting extra to eat right now.
He sure did. Dual trying to come over the screen is called for the foul. That'll be his second. Devin Carter, 21 points on 7 shots. 6 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from the arc. He's missed 3 free throws. He's 6 out of 9. He also has a team-high 7 rebounds as we have the under 4 media timeout. Other than that, he stinks tonight. 3:39 to play. Providence 71, Wisconsin 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction or storage that works when you need it. And give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves with the 11% off Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Three minutes, 39 seconds remaining. All Providence tonight as the Friars lead Wisconsin 71-46. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, Greg Gard's going to see if they can finish with some positive stuff over the last 3.5 minutes. We got it. I mean, this is all relative here. They've been down double digits most of the game and by 20 plus for chunks of the game, including now. But we got it down to 15, had a little something going in the second half. But again, you're still down 15, but you get the ball in transition and then you get a turnover there and then the air came out as Providence came back and punched again.
Yeah. That's what they've been doing. But again, like you said, you're not that far out of it. You get a couple baskets, you get a little momentum. This is reasonable to try to finish. I mean, it probably will look at the end probably not as bad as where it was with 20-point leads a few times during this game. But like I said, man, if they could just make those turns and those multiple opportunities, like 5, 6, 7 in a row, then we'd have a different story.
Yep. The Friars have what Clark Kellogg always calls spurt ability. They hit eight of their last 9 shots as A.J. Storr trying to drive the right lane line and got fouled. They will head to the free throw line. A little 1-1 now as the Badgers get into the bonus. Corey Floyd called for the foul, his second. 3:36 remaining, 71-46 Providence.
You bring up something really important. When you're making those runs, if they're 2 or 3 times, you're never going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. They got to be 10, 11, 12-point runs, and yeah. Then you're changing that rhythm.
Talk about 3 stops right in a row. Get a kill, they call it, right? They just haven't been able to really do that. The Storr hits the first and the second free throw, 71-48 Providence. Badgers put the press on. Floyd roaming right, now roaming left. gets it into Oduro, and now up the floor is Bryce Hopkins. Hopkins to the front court. He'll leave it for Dual. So spread the floor. Dual against John Blackwell. Going to Oduro. Oduro left of the circle. A hand off to Dual, turning the corner. The free throw line, steps back. 16-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound Storr flying in there, tipped it. It's gathered left corner by Gilmore with 3:10 to play. 71-48 Providence. Carter Gilmore, a hand off to Blackwell, feeds Wall, flips it to Hepburn. Chucky to the free throw line, left of the lane. He's against Bryce Hopkins, kicked it out to Gilmore at the top. And again, Gilmore, they give him space.